This is Ozarks at Large. A year ago, the Strawberry Sustainability Initiative awarded, through the University of Arkansas Systems Division of Agricultural's Center for Agricultural and Rural Sustainability, 20 grants in 13 states. The idea behind the approximately $2.6 million in grants? Expand and strengthen sustainable strawberry growth in places where strawberry production has been reduced or limited in the past few decades. When the initiative, made possible with a $3 million gift from the Walmart Foundation, was announced last year, Kurt Rome, a horticulture professor for the University of Arkansas's Division of Agriculture, explained the strawberry industry had shifted over time. He told us then the majority of strawberries available commercially in the U.S. basically come from two small patches of real estate, one in Florida and one in California. Other states, like Arkansas, that used to produce strawberries no longer did so in large numbers because farming techniques had changed.
So you'd plant strawberries and you'd cultivate them and you'd grow them as a continuous crop that might last 6 to 9 years. But in the 1980s, some new technologies came up. They were developed mostly on the West Coast, and it was based on some entire new genetics for strawberries. Strawberries only flower once a year. The traditional strawberry only flowers once a year, and therefore it would only produce in the spring for a very short period of maybe 3 or 4 weeks. There was some breakthrough in genetics, which allowed strawberries to be continually flowering, continuously blooming, so therefore continuously cropping.
The new way of growing strawberries was best suited for a few counties in Florida and California. The 20 projects awarded money last year are designed to help expand strawberry growth across the country. And yesterday, the project leads from each of the grantees gathered at the Chancellor Hotel in downtown Fayetteville to discuss their progress. Kurt Rome says 1/4 of the grant recipients are working on the very idea of expanding the season of production and reintroducing strawberries to states like North Carolina and New Jersey. But he says the entirety of the projects run the gamut from production to sustainability.
We have two projects that are related to developing new strawberry varieties, particularly for the eastern and southeastern United States. Most strawberry varieties are now very privately owned. And they're owned by companies that tightly protect those as trade secrets, and they'll grow them on contract with growers. And over the last 25 years, we've not had the introduction of public varieties that growers would have access to. So we have two projects that are testing varieties and developing varieties that I think will have a big impact to us. We have a number of tests at how do we conserve water resource? And some of this new technology really is good at water preservation and water conservation. We have several projects that are focused on reducing chemical inputs, whether that be pesticides for insect and disease control, and also fertilizers and soil fumigants.
Strawberries as a crop have some limitations. The fruit has a very short shelf life before the optimum taste begins to fade. Rome says developing markets in more locations can make the crop more palatable for longer to consumers and reduce costs associated with getting strawberries to the market.
Carbon footprint for transportation is a significant issue, and not just the carbon footprint, but because of the long transportation distances, we have about 20 to 30% spoilage from the time it's harvested before a consumer can actually pick it up off the shelf. And to think that we waste that much food is a big sustainability issue. By reducing that transportation distance, strawberries that have a shelf life from harvest till consumption of about 7 days, if we take 2 to 3 days off of the transportation, we essentially doubled the retail life of a strawberry. That will reduce that spoilage. That makes more strawberries available to consumers. It'll make them be able to be harvested riper, more nutritious, and a higher quality product as well.
The 20 presentations yesterday provided updates on the studies underway at schools like Kansas State, the University of California, and the University of Florida. The initiative is truly coast to coast, but perhaps more importantly, it's border to border, north to south.
We have a project in Minnesota, and it's an excellent project creating kind of really good grower tools for growing strawberries in cold climates.
So we had a really cold winter. Our last frost was Saturday morning. I planted apple trees on Thursday and it sleeted on us. So we are actually really worried about our agricultural economy going forward. And so I really think there's a part and parcel of thinking beyond corn and soybeans. We have a lot of corn and soybeans where I live. And so I think strawberries actually have a really nice niche.
One of the priorities that we have in our program is to increase the regional supply and the seasonal supply of strawberries. And I think this project has really started to call a lot of attention to that.
All of the 20 current projects are about three-fourths of the way through a year-long study. The Walmart Foundation has given money for phase two of the initiative, and more proposals have already been submitted. Those recipients will be announced next week at the end of National Strawberry Month.
Environmental sustainability is an important cornerstone to our sustainability program. We're really trying to produce more high-quality, nutritious food with fewer of these environmental impacting resources that we need. So conserving energy, reducing the use of chemicals, alternative to those chemicals, and creating that kind of new mindset that we have for sustainability.
Rome says the reports yesterday from the grant recipients are very encouraging, but he advises that true changes in the strawberry production in the U.S. as a result of the current work still a few years away. But the current research is readily available for free to any and all interested farmers, horticulturists, plant pathologists, even backyard hobbyists.
We have actually several YouTube channels, and so the information, this information doesn't become dead after today. It's not going to be buried in academic journals. We've really tried to create information that will be used by stakeholders. So farmers, if they want to learn how to grow hydroponic or soilless strawberries, we have a whole YouTube channel
free
that is start to finish, nuts to bolts, that you can just listen to it and start to follow through and learn how to do it. We have the same on all of our projects, and a number of the projects have been very good of this kind of start to finish, nuts and bolts. How do you grow strawberries?
You can learn more about the National Strawberry Sustainability Initiative at strawberry.uark.edu.